This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The bombing in Libya's capital that killed at least 44 people, with some reports as many as 55 and injured more than 130 on Tuesday night, may amount to a war crime. That's according to a United Nations envoy in Tripoli. Outside the suburban Tripoli detention center early Wednesday, survivors watched investigators pick through the rubble after a long night outside with barely any water or food. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Tripoli reporting. She says the migrants at the detention center are people whose way of life were already put on hold.
They're all travelers trying to go to Europe to claim refugee status. Most of them are arrested as they are rescued from the sea. As you know, the boats that refugees take across the Mediterranean Sea into Europe are often deadly and often go down. And so a lot of people have told me that their ship was going down. The Libyan Coast Guard rescued them and then brought them to this detention center where they cannot leave.
And the chairman of the African Union Commission called for all sides to ensure the safety of civilians, especially detained migrants, while demanding an independent investigation into the attack. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says that Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way around intense U.S. sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough material for a nuclear bomb. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. The Trump administration says it's still exploring ways to add citizenship question to the 2020 census, despite a Supreme Court setback. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A top Justice Department official tells a federal judge the White House hasn't given up on trying to include the citizenship question, even though the Census Bureau said it had already begun the process of printing the 2020 census without it. Assistant Attorney General Joseph Hunt says there may be an available path under last week's high court decision. President Trump tweeted that they were absolutely moving forward to try to include the question, which created controversy with concerns that non-citizens wouldn't answer, skewing the census results. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Britain has summoned the Chinese ambassador after he said that relations between Beijing and London had been damaged by Britain's backing of Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters and how they disputed and now delayed would have extradited people from Hong Kong to face trial in China. VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt warned such a law would breach the handover agreement.
The UK signed an internationally binding legal agreement in 1984 that enshrines the one country, two systems rule, enshrines the basic freedoms of the people of Hong Kong. And we stand foursquare behind that agreement, foursquare behind the people of Hong Kong. And there'll be serious consequences if that internationally binding legal agreement were not to be honoured.
China hit back Wednesday. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang said the UK placing itself as the protector of Hong Kong at every turn is a purely self-constructed delusion. I would like to ask Mr. Hunt, during the British colonial era in Hong Kong, was there any democracy to speak of? Hong Kongers didn't even have the right to protest.
And adding to our top story, according to Reuters, the United Nations said Thursday that it had information that Libyan guards shot at refugees and migrants trying to leave from the airstrikes that killed at least 53 people now. That's according to Reuters. That includes six children in a migrant detention center late Tuesday. A UN humanitarian report said that there were two airstrikes, one hitting an unoccupied garage and one hitting a hangar containing around 120 refugees and migrants as well. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. VOA.